Pardon the remission there. I bring you great tidings of great joy. It's Monday morning. It's December the 22nd. And thank you for rising and shining so early with the rest of us. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, and you're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank God for this day, don't we? Praise His name. Trust that you had a wonderful time of rest, and God is looking to refresh you on this day. Yes, all of us. We're in a race, and this race is not for the swift. It's for those that endure to the end. So we want to go before His throne, since we are invited and we are special guests. With Him being the supreme guest, let us quickly proceed to enter in. Dear Father, we thank You for this new week that You've given to us, and it began with a wonderful time of worship in Your presence in the company of the saints. And today our hearts are filled with joy. We thank You, Lord, that You are there for us, and we're having this relationship with You that's so refreshing and so quickening. And we look forward to what You will speak to our hearts today. Each of us need something from You, something that leaves us in an even better place than when we first enter into Your presence. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You for the Holy Spirit. We thank You for the fact that because of Christ and His completed work that He has done with such great courage and such great humility, that we have forgiveness and restoration to righteousness with His covering over us, so that we are seen as righteous before You. Thank You for Your forgiveness and Your provision of continuous cleansing by the blood of Jesus. So we thank You on this morning with grateful hearts, and thank You for all of our prayer partners. We are just blessed to have so many people that are wanting to join us in prayer in Your presence. We are honored, and we thank You for allowing us to be in the company of the saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise God and thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. It's December the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 5775. And on our Gregorian calendar, it's 2014. And of course, all of us are looking forward to being off this week for at least a day or two, but certainly a day, and where we'll just get together with family and just think of the wonderful gift that God has given to us. And it doesn't and didn't come from Macy's. It came from heaven above. Isn't that wonderful? Well, today I'm thankful, and my praise report is I was blessed on yesterday. Yesterday was just a great blessing. There was a sense of God's presence, a sense of oneness of heart among the saints as we gathered to worship. And of course, the children blessed us. They had a presentation on yesterday that allowed them to show the colors of youth, if you will, and it was a blessing to all of us, young folk and some of you, the old folk. But it was really great, it really was. And it was good to see Olita McDonald, from whom we were interceding for on last week, and she was in the midst and shining brightly as ever. And so those are just a few praise items, if you will. And if you have any of your own that you would like to offer, just press the button 1, and we'll be glad to receive that and join you in jubilating over the greatness and goodness of God. Today our theme is God wants to strengthen you today. Yes, today, Monday. He wants to strengthen you today. And by virtue of you being on our prayer cast today, you have positioned yourself advantageously and opportune-wise to receive God's strength in your innermost being today. I would like us to do a quick visit to the Word of God and see what He says there. And that's His Word to us today. He speaks. He says in Isaiah chapter 41 and 1, He says, "Listen in silence before me, O islands and regions bordering on the sea, and let the people gather and renew their strength." Let the people gather and renew their strength. But let's read a little bit more of that to get a better understanding in the context. Because there's a reason for the renewal of strength. It's needed presently. It says, "And let the people gather and renew their strength. For the argument, let them offer their strongest arguments. Let them come near, let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment and decide the point at issue between us concerning the enemy advancing from the east." The enemy is advancing, and that is why you and I need renewed strength. Because the enemy is advancing, and that is the nature of war, that is the nature of the battle, and we must be able to stand. And in order to do that, you have to have strength. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, it says, "Little children, you are of God, you belong to Him, and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of Antichrist, because he who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world." That's the Lord speaking to us and reminding us of who we are and whose we are. And then finally, in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29 through 31, he gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. So we do at times become faint and weary, needing strength physically and spiritually. The Lord knows that that is the case. He therefore coaches us forward as if we are great athletes. He has a word of encouragement for us, and that's his word today. And God's concern, his main concern, that is not the distance that we must go and have to travel, if you will, but that we accept the assistance. I want to read that again. God's main concern is not the distance, but that you accept the assistance. I get before the Lord early, and he downloads to me words that I believe is designed to impart to us something that he wants to give on a given day. And on this day, he wants us to take strength. And he says, endurance is key in this race, and many are fainting. He also reminded me that when Jesus was struggling to carry the cross to the top of the hill to be crucified, he accepted help as from the Father. He accepted help. He needed help. He was struggling. So it's okay if you're struggling and you feel weary and you feel like you couldn't take another step. It's okay. Jesus felt that way. But help came. And it came from a direction that you may want to go and take a closer look at that narrative in the scriptures. It said that the soldier, the centurion, looked into the crowd and picked on a man called Simon, and he was a Cyrene, which is today's Libya, northern Africa. Think about that. There's a lot there that you can get if you process that, and that's all I'll say about that at this point. But the help came. And thank God, Jesus and the cross made it to the top of the hill so that you and I are where we are today. We're a city with walls and gates, and the scripture tells us, call our walls salvation and our gates praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know. That doesn't thrill your heart. I don't know. I'm sure it does. All right. Let's go to our prayer targets for today. And just remember, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, don't be bashful about pressing the button one. And I would like to hear your voice, not just my own. I'd like to hear your voice. We're here together, lots of us, and that's a wonderful thing. And so we can stir the atmosphere today in a remarkable way, change the atmosphere that is existing as we wake up and in our communities, our homes, and our cities. Today we want to pray for some people today. First of all, I want to thank God for bringing one of our elders, Elder Dennis McLaughlin, bringing him successfully through dental procedures on last week. So he's might be a little sore right about now, but he's recovering as far as I can tell. And so we want to thank God for keeping him and continuing to strengthen him as he gets prettied up for Christmas. Then we want to thank God for, haven't heard any news, so there are times when no news is good news. And Valerie Burney must have arrived safely in North Carolina to be with her family there. And we prayed for her because she is in therapy, recovering, trying to get her walking situation back and on track after a long time of being down. And also, she was subject to experiencing seizures. And so she hasn't had one since August, and that's good. And we continue to pray that she doesn't have any. And then we want to pray for Brother Phelps, who is tomorrow, he is free. He's out of incarceration on tomorrow. At least we saw him two Sundays ago, and that was the last word on that. So let's continue to pray for him even now. Father, we thank you for Brother Phelps and the heart that you've given him to serve. And we pray that everything goes correctly in order to allow for his freedom so that he will return to our community and be a rich blessing. He will be soil that carries a lot of gold, if you will. And so he will be able to serve and be a blessing in a mighty way. So continue to keep him and guide him and give him direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now that's someone, that is right from our community. And there are some other individuals that I'd like to pray for. And I do see the signal. Someone would like to speak, and they're first in queue, and we're going to do that as soon as I get through what I'm about to say. There's a lovely lady that I'd like us to pray for, and I just love it when we're able to minister to the needs of people right in our community. Now, this prayer cast reaches around the earth. However, this is our Jerusalem, if you will. And so today I'd like to pray for, I'd like to pray for Margaret Wynn. She is a lady from our community who has a family, and they live right in our community. And she's going after the Lord. And there are desires that she has on her heart, and there are things that she wants God's help on. So we're going to pray for her to have clear vision and strength today. Father, we thank you for Margaret, and we know that you know everything about her and about her family, and you know all the details. You know the points of strength and the stress points. Points of weaknesses and all of those that are featured in all of our lives, we have those. So, Lord, we ask that you would strengthen her today in a mighty way. Cause her today to sense that you are, in fact, true to your name, Emmanuel, God with us. Cause her to sense that you are with us in a way like never before, so that she is strengthened, she takes courage of heart, and she's able to go forward confidently in you. We also like to pray for Edna Rashid, a wonderful lady as well from our community, and God laid her on my heart as well, and so I'm just asking for your agreement with me as we lift up these, or this lady in particular, asking for her strength. She's an energetic lady, really a warrior as well, and we want to pray for her endurance in the race. Father, we pray for Ms. Rashid right now that you would just cause her heart to take strength from you, that she is plugged in and that you're transferring and exchanging her weakness for your strength. In the name of Jesus, you promise that we will mount up as eagles, and that we would run and not be weary, that we will walk and not faint. We won't become tired. So we pray this over Edna Rashid today in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Boy, what a privilege it is to lift up folk before the Lord. That's amazing. Good. All right. Let's go to our switchboard. All right. Well, 0918, you're on. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this brand new day that he has blessed us with. And we just give him thanks. I just want to say, I did speak with Sister Valerie. Yeah, she arrived safely, and she is fine.
Wonderful. She's wonderful. Praise God.
She's doing herself, although she said the weather is a little chilly down there also. But
praise the Lord.
She did ask that we keep her daughters in prayer.
Okay.
So I would like for us to lift up her daughters in prayer today. There's whatever is going on, God knows, and he's in control. He's in control. I would also like for prayer for everyone who is going through this cold weather season with sinuses and infections and viruses and all of that, you know, traveling to and fro. And we just pray against, you know, all sicknesses and diseases in this winter weather.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you for those prayer requests. Here's what I would ask you to do, Sister Jennifer, if you would lead us before the throne of grace as it relates to those prayer requests. I believe you are your heart is sincere that you know, these prayers will be heaven, the Lord himself would respond. So would you lead us in prayer for Valerie and for those that are experiencing allergic reactions to the weather and all of those things that happen during this time of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Hallelujah. Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
King of
Yes.
Lord, Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you this
yes.
morning. We bless your name because you are God. You are the only wise God. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient, Father, and you are omnipresent. Lord, today we just
yes.
thank you for all that you've done already in the life of our sister, Valerie. Lord, we thank you for bringing her through to the point where she is, Lord God. We thank you for her
yes.
mind. You have regulated,
yes.
Lord God, that you have brought her through, Lord God. And we know, God, that you're doing a mighty work on her, Lord God. And we pray today that no seizures, Lord God, come up against her, even as she goes with her family, Lord God. We pray against, Lord God, that every
yes.
illness, Lord God, might come up against her, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, that her children this morning, Lord God, that they live in peace, Lord God, that they live in harmony.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Against every division that comes in families in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that it
yes.
is a plot of the enemy. We know, oh God, today that you created families, and you created it, Lord God, because it is ordained by
yes.
you. Oh, Father God, that
yes.
your love and peace rules and reigns. And pray, oh God, today that whatever it is the situation, God, you see and you know, and that you would take
yes.
a stand over every plot of the adversary and bring the peace, Lord God, that passes all understanding
peace.
In the hearts and the minds, oh God, of all concern in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we give
yes.
you the praise, give you the glory, and we give you all of the honor in Jesus' name. Mighty God, today we just honor you. Hallelujah. And we praise you.
Yes.
We bless your name,
yes.
God. We call on you today because you are our healer. Lord, you are in control
yes.
of everything, Lord God. The weather, the atmosphere, every sickness, every virus, every infection, Lord God, it is under
yes.
your mighty God today.
Yes.
So we pray for all those that have any kind of adverse effects, Lord God, or realities because of this weather. Lord, that you touch them right now, Lord God, and bring healing. Bring healing in their sinus, bring healing in their nasal passage, bring healing in their throat, Lord God. Take over, Lord, every cold and every virus in the name of Jesus. Bring it under your
yes.
protection, God. Have your way, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that when you touch, Lord God, that healing comes out. The healing will choose, Lord God. It emanates
yes.
from you. So we thank you, Lord God, today for your healing hand upon us. We thank you, Lord God, today that we can come to you, oh God, because you are our healer. And we declare victory over every infection, every virus, even right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his magnificent
praise
name.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 If you have a prayer request, please do not let it go unspoken. Speech is the first step in getting a response from heaven. Even Jesus had to speak, and he did. The Father said to him, ask. And he asked. That's how come you and I are saved. That's how come we are having walls of salvation around us, because he spoke. So just having thoughts about it is not enough. It doesn't go far enough. It has to be energized with breath. Breath is the seed, if you will, and it's the step of faith. So don't be afraid to articulate what the desire of the heart is. But in the meantime, we will proceed with what God has laid on our prayer agenda on today. Now, the next item has to do with, the Lord really impressed this upon me, that those that are starting businesses, if you're starting a business, well, we want to pray for you today, because there are lots of challenges It's a good thing. And I think it's appropriate for the times that we live in, that we have to shift our thoughts and our tactics and strategies in order to cope with what is happening in the world. And a lot is happening in terms of changes economically and in business and all of those things. And so those who are starting a business are to be admired for their courage. However, it can be very stressful and puts a lot of pressure on the individuals who are looking to be entrepreneurs, as well as their relatives and people around them. So it's new territory for anyone who ventures into that, particularly if you haven't had previous experience of successfully running a business. It'd be like totally new territory. It'd be like walking through the wilderness. You're going to need the Lord. So that is true. So let us pray for you, because you've entered a very turbulent environment and territory. But it's possible to be successful, but you're going to need the Lord with you. Amen. Father, we thank you for teaching us how to prosper, how to get wealth. And for those of us that are courageous enough to go after it for your glory and for your plan and your purposes, even those of us that are part of the house of faith, you've given us the ability to handle mammon. You've given us the Midas touch. And we thank you for that. We thank you for those that are courageous at heart, that are willing to step out of their comfort zones, out of familiar territory, out of the boundaries of circling the mountain, to step out and to challenge the horizon, just to see what you will do and if you're faithful to your word. Well, today we know you are, and we ask you to quicken those that have taken heart and taken courage to challenge the horizon. Cause them to be strong at heart. Strengthen them in their inner person, in their physical bodies as well. And Father, open doors and resources, because you own the earth and all the people in it. It's yours. So you can show us, according to your map, where the gold is. Help each person to take courage, and even greater courage, and having trust in you, that you can take them into the horizon, cause their vision to come to pass. So we thank you for imparting strength to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 For those of you that are taking courage to venture into continuing or starting a business, well, we want you to know that the Lord is cool with that. He's okay with that. He doesn't object to you being a Proverbs 31 woman. For those of you who are ladies who are venturing, and if you're a man, he doesn't object to you being Abraham. But he does want us to test the boundaries. And this is the year that's coming up. In fact, we're in it already. And I'm talking about the biblical year, 5775. This is the year of the open door. Yeah, we're in it already. It's the year of the open door. So there are some doors that have opened and that we must walk through. But it requires our faith. Amen. It requires our faith. Okay, before we end this session today, I think we would have missed it if we did not pray for what is going on in the nation and across the nation and the conflict that now exists and is being manifested between community and law enforcement, and how the spirit of murder has set up a larger tent in the territory. A boundary has been crossed, and so now those that should be on the same side of scrimmage are on opposite sides. That's how the enemy works. So it's easy to identify Satan's tactics when you see him causing division among those who would naturally be in agreement about what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. We want to pray today for the families of those two police officers that were executed this past couple of days. I believe it was Friday evening. The families are now in turmoil, in crisis. Their worlds are spinning out of control. Father, we pray for those two families right now, beginning with the children who may not even be able to understand and process what happened. But because of someone that is crazed with violence and that had taken on a spirit of murder, those two families, their lives have been changed forever. Now, Father, where else can they find help except in you? Where else can they go? So we pray today that only you, and that's why we come to you, would bring relief to them of some kind, strengthen them, keep them from going crazy, from coming apart and losing it. Help them even as they look heavenward to hear a response, because any help that comes can only come from above. The help that they need most desperately is your divine intervention and your closeness. We thank you right now that we don't see where this is going. We don't know, but you do. We ask you to take control over the violence that the enemy has perpetrated on our communities, on our nations. And we pray that no more lives would be lost meaninglessly because of Satan going around like a roaring lion trying to see who and how much he could devour. We pray right now the blood of Jesus over every law enforcement person to protect, because these are whom we look to, and you look to stand between us and the wickedness of the hearts of man. We pray today that a sense of control, peace would come over the entire nation. Order would come out of disorder. Light would come out of darkness. In the name of Jesus. We pray for the media that wisdom would be exercised in what's said and what's not said. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I think all of you will agree that there's a very serious set of circumstances existing presently that's not good for any of us. It's not good. And yesterday I spoke on how to erase the spirit of fear, because the spirit of fear has been given a renewed assignment to dominate globally. And if you were on planet Earth, that spirit wants to seep into your consciousness and into your awareness. But we know that God has given us a spirit of love, which is an enemy to the spirit of fear. They can't live in the same house. Love and fear, we're talking about agape love, God's kind of love. So the boundaries of our awareness are being assaulted as we observe man's sinful behavior. So we don't know what else we're going to see that we have not seen, thought of, or imagined. But the traditional limits of human behavior is being stretched because of sin right before our eyes. And so today we take hope in God. He's given us the spirit of love and of power and self-control, a sound mind. So we see what happens when someone cannot control themselves. So let us continue to be careful to hear the Lord and be slow to speak. Well, we're coming to the end of that wonderful time that we always look forward to. I want to thank you for joining us. I wish you could see our switchboard. So many of you are so faithful and so committed to our prayer cast and to getting before the Lord early in the morning. And we want you to know that we thank God for you. You're part of something much larger than yourself. And that's God's doing. And so for that, we give Him praise, because this proves that there are people that do want to pray and feel hungry and thirsty enough to get up as early as you have to pray. So we thank you, and God bless you as we get ready right now to just go into our day rejoicing and have no fear. Have no fear. God is with you. Amen. God is with you. Have no fear. Absolutely none. And today, just listen out for someone who may be desperate at the end of their rope, not knowing where to turn. Try to hear them and make a note of what their need is. Make a note of what their need is. And bring it to us tomorrow so that we can bring it before the Lord. We have that great privilege of doing that. Amen. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Because he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God bless you. God bless you richly.
Amen.